Mayer visiting this morning with Kelly Rundle. Kelly, along with his wife Tammy, are the they own and operate Fourth Wall Films, and they've put together another one of their documentary features, this time focusing on the way a lot of folks got their education years ago. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's kind of exciting, isn't it? Country school, one room, one nation. That's going to bring back a lot of memories for a lot of folks.
Well, it has, and we premiered the film last November in Des Moines, and the film has really been accepted by both audiences and also by media critics, so we're very pleased with the results so far.
What gave you the idea in the first place to do a film like this?
Well, both Tammy and I have, in our own family histories, one-room school experiences, and my father attended one-room school in Wisconsin for grades 1 through 8. So I guess we grew up hearing those stories, and it was suggested to us by Bill Sherman, who is someone who's kind of an advocate for one-room school history and heritage in the state of Iowa. And we looked into it, as we've done with, you know, topics in the past, and decided that it would make a great documentary.
Well, it has to have brought you some pretty kind comments from some of the folks who've had an opportunity to see the screening of the film.
It has, and of course we're always concerned, especially in the beginning, before we have a sense of how people will respond. You know, if you get the subject wrong and you've got a room full of former one-room school students and former teachers, they're going to straighten you out on it. So,
you think.
So far, so good. But yeah, it's had a really good reception.
Yeah, I can see that. Very, you'd get graded right quickly, wouldn't you?
That's right.
Well, talk about how you put this together. There are a lot of different ways to do documentary films. I mean, folks may just think there's only one way, and that's the way it's got to be done. But there are lots of different ways to do this and to focus on some of these issues. How did you guys choose to do it the way that you did?
Well, you're right about that. When you're shooting a narrative film, you have a screenplay, and you just kind of follow it, and then the story goes together as you've filmed it in a way. But with a documentary, there are only probably a couple thousand different ways you could do it, and there's probably only two or three good ones, so you hope you figure out which one of those ways is the best. But this particular film we put together, for example, without the use of any kind of narration, and it wasn't difficult to do that. Sometimes that's a challenge, but this particular story went together beautifully, being told by the people who, you know, lived the story, in a sense.
Well, you actually filmed throughout several states in the Midwest.
We did. We got funding from Humanities Councils in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Kansas, and so we focused primarily on those three states, but we did visit over 70 one-room schools in about seven different states in the upper Midwest.
When you were putting together this particular piece, because I know you've done some other interesting documentary films in the past, the film about the Villisca Axe murders was one of them that, you know, took a lot of years, a lot of research. Did it take similar kind of research to be able to put together exactly what you were looking for?
Well, we did spend, we shot the film and over a two-year period, and then edited the film you know, following that. So it was about a two-year process, both for this film and our previous one, Lost Nation, the Iowa. The 10-year timeline on Villisca was partly due to the fact that we were struggling a bit, you know, to raise funds for that film. But because of its success, you know, raising film money for these other films has been a lot easier.
Talk about how you go about this, though. I mean, I guess what I'm asking you is, as I mentioned up front, there are a lot of different ways to do a documentary. Do you kind of have an idea when you start of what you'd like the finished product for something like this to look like, or does it just kind of take on its own life?
We do decide a little bit ahead of time about a look for the film, because that does dictate what you shoot and how you shoot it. And so we made those decisions ahead of time. We interviewed over 50 people for the film, and you don't discover until you've completed that process, or as you're doing it, I guess, who the great storytellers are really going to be, you know, who are going to be the people who are sort of featured in the documentary. So that's exciting. And they're always, even though you plan things out and you kind of know what's going to happen, you have little surprises. And one of the surprises we had was discovering that Frank Lloyd Wright had designed a rural school that's located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. And, of course, a school that looks very different from any other rural school that you've ever seen. So it's an exciting process. And I know as we were putting this particular one together, we just felt like it was really going well, and that we were enjoying what we were seeing, and we're pretty confident that other people would enjoy seeing it.
Is that the best part about a project like this, is the interaction that you get with all the subjects that you get a chance to sit down and visit with?
It is, and that's actually Tammy's favorite part of the process, is the production side. I tend to really enjoy, although I enjoy production too, I tend to enjoy the part where it's all coming together. I enjoy the editing process more so. But it is exciting to connect with people who have lived the story. And sometimes you come along with a documentary, as we did with the Villisca film, for example, and most of the people are gone who experienced it directly. We had two or three people that we were able to interview who remembered, for example, the day that the murders occurred in 1912. And you get a very different feel from someone who's talking about a story in that way than someone who's really just talking about something they've heard about from someone else.
Well, you're going to get a chance to debut this, or actually not to debut because it's already debuted, but you're going to get a chance to have a screening in Villisca coming up this weekend at the Rialto Theater on July 1st and 2nd. Why there?
Well, of course, our documentary roots go back to Villisca. And also the two groups that are sponsoring the event there, the Villisca Historical Society and the Villisca Theater Board, had success with our previous film, Lost Nation, the Iowa, as well. And also for Heritage Days this year, they're kind of focusing on education as a theme. And so it was just a great fit. And we always have good audiences in Southwest Iowa. And because part of the film was shot in Southwest Iowa, again, there's a direct connection to the communities.
Are these types of films, Kelly, kind of the toughest to really do because you don't come in with a prepared script and you're really not sure what kind of a response you're going to get afterward or even during the filming? Does that make these difficult?
Kind of. You know, with this film, as I mentioned, once we had shown it in Des Moines and we were getting positive responses from a general audience, from the scholars that we worked with on the project, and also from the people who had attended or taught in one-room schools, we felt like, you know, we were pretty safe. But until you do that, you don't really know. And for us, and I think especially for me, when we're able to attend a number of the events that we do, and to really see an audience enjoy a film, and this is a film that there's a lot of laughter and maybe even a few tears during the film, and it's just exciting to see an audience responding to something you've spent many months or perhaps even years creating.
It's interesting when you take a look at education today. We discard buildings fairly rapidly anymore today. Just technology changes over a couple of years make us want to throw out the old and in with the new. But yet you've got a lot of these facilities that are out there decaying. Some still standing out there. Some have long since disappeared. But the people that attended, or in some cases the people who taught in one-room schoolhouses, they talk about that like it was just a life-changing experience.
That's true. And Iowa had more one-room schools than any other state. At the peak, just after the turn of the last century, Iowa had almost 13,000 one-room schools, sometimes 100 schools in a single county. Iowa still has the most existing buildings. They have 3,000 existing buildings and 200 restored one-room schools. So Iowa is still sort of the center of the one-room school universe, which is kind of cool.
Well, it's easy to find those resources out there, too, but it's difficult sometimes to find all those great stories, but you've uncovered a lot of them, and chance to screen those now this weekend, again, July 1st and 2nd. Tell them the details.
Well, on Friday, July the 1st, that's what they're calling the Southwest Iowa premiere. That's at 6 p.m. at the Rialto Theater in Villisca. There is a reception. We'll be doing a Q&A after the film. It screens again on Saturday, July the 1st at 1 p.m., there'll be a presentation that begins at 1 p.m. by the Villisca Public Library related to one-room schools, and then our film program starts at 2 p.m. There is a number that people can call to reserve tickets, and our screenings have been full, many of them. Good idea to both reserve tickets and also to arrive early, 712-826-7682.
Well, a chance to connect with folks during the filming of the project, and now a chance to connect with folks after the fact. It's got to be very rewarding.
I think it will be. We're looking forward to a pretty fun weekend. We go from Villisca to Marengo on Sunday, so we've got three screenings just this weekend.
Wow, busy time. 4th of July is not necessarily a holiday for everyone, right?
Right. Not usually for us.
Well, congratulations on another great production, and look forward to hearing the feedback from the production here this time around too, Kelly. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.